Drunk Podcast Network.
So it happened to me again.
You have another kid coming? Congratulations, Don! All right!
No.
Oh.
That's horrible.
Well, then congratulations, Don! All right! All right.
So I was traveling this week, and today I'm flying back to be here to do this show today.
Dedication.
And I'm in the airport. This time I'm in the airport.
And normally when you fly home, you're not in the airport?
Well,
I just parachute out.
Wow. I thought you were going to be quiet today on the show,
no,
which we'll
I'm
get
just
to
depressed.
In a little while, but now you just shot out of a cannon. So this time I went and got some food. I'm traveling by myself. My family stayed in Houston. I flew back, and we'll get into why I had to fly back by myself in a little while. But I had some extra time on my hands, and I was hungry. I hadn't eaten for the day, so I stopped and got some food.
Okay.
Where'd you stop? Very important.
You know what? It wasn't any place really worth mentioning. It was like a small little pizza place that had really bad service in the George Bush International Airport in Houston. So I get my food, and I go, and I sit at a two-top table by myself. Okay? Two-top table by myself. Over walks a man with a sub. He looks around. Apparently, there was no place for him to sit. Doesn't ask me. Just sits down at my table.
Now, were the other tables full? Please say the whole room is empty.
So, behind me, it's like a bar area, like bar stools, but it's like a countertop, like bolted to the wall, mm-hmm. and like you could sit along there. There were four empty seats there.
No.
There were two girls on a laptop, sharing a laptop at a four tabletop, two empty seats at a table next to me, and there was two empty seats all the way down closer to where this guy got his sub. This guy sat down and ate his food with me. Now, I've got my pizza box open, right? So,
please say he pushed it out of the way.
No, he just sort of sat there and, you know, just sort of ate around my box. You know,
so you're saying a guy ate around your box at the airport.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right. Can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Another episode, another week, Radio for Winners, Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don, Trumpers, recording live from the Beat Lab and a bunker in Asheville, which, by the way, I've got a new neighbor, and he wears Lederhosen?
It's Lederhosen.
You could have practiced it before, but Tony sounds very loud today.
He sounds a little loud. I don't know what it is when you're in.
Sorry, guys. I could always readjust my mic, or we can readjust the entire show and just edit me out.
I wouldn't be good. But this guy ended up sitting down and eating his sub, so I felt very guilty. I had to turn my pizza box around. But on the way out, when we flew out to Houston, have you ever had the – and I'll preface this with this would probably be me if I had this job. But do you ever have the annoying the gate announcer person that has the microphone and it talks in a really deep voice? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
hey, folks, how are you today? Really good to see you here today, and really going to spend some time welcoming Group 1. Group 1 can board the plane right now. Group 1.
That would probably work better if you had a deep voice. Instead, it's just...
This guy with a deep voice is like, hi, how are you? I'm going to the airport.
So on the way out, we had that guy. He had a really, like, hey, everybody, really deep radio voice, but he would do it, like, over... You know, like, here's a guy trying to do a radio voice, but all he's doing is announcing, like, gate departures. So
he should do it over Uptown Girl.
So we had the family. We all went out together, and I was pushing the stroller. My wife was carrying the baby, but I had this empty stroller. We were going to check it at the door, you know?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So This guy's doing that voice, and he's like, all right, everybody, group one can board the plane. And I went, all right, here's my board pass. So, like, I started talking back to him. Well, then he got...
he just scowls at you.
He got pissy at me. And then
you're not allowed in the plane, sir.
Then he's like... then he talks in his normal voice. Sir, did you get a ticket for that stroller? Because I'm going to have to pull you out of line now, sir, to have to ticket that stroller. So now I've offended the guy trying to do and live up to some sort of career job like us who are doing a podcast in the garage. This guy's doing it in a public space at an airport. But, yeah, I offended him, so he had to pull me out of line to tag my
cavity search.
My stroller.
Cavity search.
So I had to travel back. My family is down visiting some family in Texas, and they're going to be gone for a while. But as I stated a few episodes ago, I quit my job, but I start a new job tomorrow.
All right. Congratulations, Don. Congratulations. New job, Don. Cherokee Don.
Yes. So I am upbeat. I'm very excited. We are starting really late tonight. So this is Thursday night that we're recording, and I have to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So really good stuff here. Glad to see that you showed up on time tonight to help us out.
I've had a very rough day, Don.
What happened?
Had a very rough day. Long story short, I may not have a job. I may be jobless tomorrow. Oh, boy. It doesn't get any better than that. The party wagon coming by my house, probably. I don't have anywhere to be, so I'll go into work in the morning, and I'll probably clean my stuff out and go home.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good. There's been a lot of management shifting, management changes at my company, and I may not be part of the future of the enterprise. I will find out tomorrow. I get to do some layoffs before they let me go. I can't tell you how excited it's going to be. In fact, by the time you're listening to this at your office, I will probably be crying in my car in the garage.
Wow. So
I gotta tell you, with Don's news, Don has actually motivated me to go back to school and to do some certifications for the job that I'm in and the job I kind of want to go into. And I gotta tell you, I think I might be if the listener hasn't realized this by the fact that I can't correctly introduce a show or Jesus. Talk even during the
what
show.
What the hell is in your mouth? Like, I feel like he's...
he's super loud. I don't know what it is.
I might be having a stroke. I don't know what's going on. The left side of my body doesn't work any longer. That's later on. I'll get to that when we talk about the softball playoffs. But anyway...
If you should move your microphone closer to your face is what I was trying to get
you move
to
it far. No, I thought you were just trying to fillet face. The microphone.
Well, but he said... like, but that's the way he did sound.
Don was basically saying, take the mic and chug it in my mouth like a cock. And I'm like, does that mean to turn the mic down? Or?
Now turn it down because now...
Play with the bottom. Play with the base of the mic.
Yeah.
Stroke the mic. Just rub it. All right. So right now I'm stroking the mic here and I'm bringing it down. That's sound better? Is this?
I don't know what it is. You sound very, very loud. Is your recording volume super high? You know what? Let's not even talk about it. No one cares about that. They want to hear about why you think you're
nobody
developmentally
cares.
Challenged.
Everybody knows that he is. Nobody cares about.
So I've been studying, and I can't retain anything. I took the certification. I had to get 26 out of 40 questions. I only had to get 26 right.
And I studied seven right.
Again, granted, I didn't study for that long. I studied over the course of like 4 days because I heard it was an easy certification. I got 27 right.
Yeah, but you got it though. Congratulations.
I did do it. However, I can't tell anybody I did this certification. I don't remember exactly what. I have no idea what it was even on now. Like I couldn't even tell you anything about
certified
it.
Certified CPR.
I took a certification thing on CPR as well, and I'm not very good at it. I think if I had anybody I had to perform that on, they'd be dead.
So here's the problem that I have with studying. Like, I'll be like, hey, I've got a test coming up. I've got to go, and I've got to study. And the problem is I'm taking a summer class, too, so, like, everything's really, like, intense. So, you know, it just speeds up the process. But what I find is that my wife is very willing to allow me to go off into another room and study, like, in a quiet place. But I find that it's the only time in my life since I've had kids that there's actually been quiet time for me to go. And I take a nap.
Yeah.
So I lay on the bed or, like, on a sofa somewhere. I'll come out here and I'll sit out here and I am out. And I wake up like 2 hours later. And I'm like, oh man, I am so refreshed. I feel great. And I'm like, I didn't read a goddamn thing in the entire book.
I mean, I'm not in college, and I didn't study when I was there, which is why I didn't finish it. But what I do now, for the same reason, is I've told my wife I'm in three different bands. I'm not playing any bands. I go to a practice space and sleep. It's
but
wonderful.
That's what you told us, that you were late tonight.
No, I wasn't. I have a show tomorrow night, which will be great. If I don't have a job, I'll be very into playing. So we had to practice tonight. We had to get ready for the show.
But if you don't have a job tomorrow, mm-hmm. you said that you're going to find a way to make money off this show.
Yes. I'm going to find a way to monetize
the podcast.
First off, we're going to go to a subscription fee. I think $25 an episode is totally fair for the quality we're putting out. Especially with Tony's mic sounding like it does today. This is totally worth $25. Per person, that's going to leave me with $50 an episode. And if I do 16 episodes a day, I'll be able to afford to live.
First off, the people that we know that do listen to this show, they can't afford $25.
They're not going to pay for this.
No.
There's no chance. No. Now, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I have
but
a resume
out. You know what they would do? They would call us and go, hey, can you give me like free access to the site?
You know, I didn't like it that much before, but now, now that it costs money, it must be amazing.
So you don't know what you're going to do.
Well, it's too new. I just found out everything fell apart about 4 hours ago. So I'm trying to really put my head around it. My original solution of telling them to go F themselves and walk out, my wife told me, is not going to occur. So I'm going to go in tomorrow and try to find a way to be a team
player. Don't you hate it when the wife talks you out of doing what you really want to do, but it is the right thing to do?
Yeah.
I hate that.
I mean, I like when it's the right thing to do, because then ultimately I don't do the wrong thing.
There would have been several arsons in the area based off of my last
I don't even
company.
Want that. I mean, I can see the joy in doing that. But I think I just want to just kind of not show up and see
all
what
right,
happens.
I made an adjustment to my mic. Is this
that's
sound
much
that's
better.
Much
look
better.
At that.
Yeah.
Only the first 20 minutes of the show were bad.
What
we're good.
No, wait a minute. Sorry. What did you do?
I had to turn it. I had to slightly overmodulate it.
We sat here for an hour.
Yeah, waiting for me to get here because I
and
was busy.
And you told me that the audio settings were fucked up. Then
it didn't sound that way when we were talking for an hour. He had to reinstall Skype, and we went through the settings and we readjusted everything. And I don't know what the hell your problem is.
There's nothing people like more than hearing us talk about the recording quality of the show.
Well, hey, but speaking of lighting things on fire, you like this transition?
It's much better than what I would have done.
Didn't you tell us that you had some playoffs coming up?
Oh, man. Okay.
Seamless.
Well. That was good,
so,
right?
Yeah. This was, first off, I want the season to end. I want to be done with this.
It's a volunteer season. You could just stop playing.
They want him to stop playing.
They aren't paying you.
I've been guilted into playing this. But I thought there was just a single elimination. Turns out now it is a double elimination. So it's like this fucking thing won't end.
He's throwing the game, hoping that the season will be over. And like, oh, no, we got one more shot to do this.
It's the best out of 22. God, what a weird number.
So I ended the regular season 0-9.
Mm-hmm.
I did make contact every time. I didn't strike out, so it wasn't extremely embarrassing. There was a lot of ground outs, a couple fly outs. Let's go back 27 years.
Okay.
To when I played Little League.
Let's talk about Samantha Fox.
touch me. 27 years. So Little Tony was playing Little League, and that at the time, I was on a championship caliber team. This team was fantastic. We won. No help from me because I was like
but
a rotational
bench player.
But
each team needed to have
player.
A special needs child on their team. And your Little
Someone
Tony
Someone has to pass out the snow cones.
Little Tony was it.
We went undefeated regular season. I went batting-wise 0-for-whatever in that season. I did not get on base at all during the regular season. However, in the playoffs,
Mr.
the
October.
Tournament run, I got one base hit.
Look at that, huh?
Was anybody on?
No, it was a single at that time. So flash forward now, 27 years to softball this past Sunday. Going into the game 0-for-9, I batted 2-for-3.
Look at you.
Two singles.
And we're going to get a lot of use out of that theme time.
I love it.
Nice,
it's the only button we have.
A nice solid heel injury from stepping on the base awkwardly. So now I can barely walk.
From stepping on the base awkwardly.
I never stepped on the base before when I was running.
I didn't know how to do it. I've never seen it before.
I got to first base. I went, holy crap, what do I do now?
Yeah. So I think I
spun
like
a little.
He trips over first base.
we still lost the game, though.
2-for-3 with Tony going 2-for-3, Mr. October, and you still lost the game?
We lost the game, and then I found out I gotta play again.
Wow.
I'm gonna try to use the injury as a way out, though. I don't want to play anymore. I'm done.
Hey, remember that hit that I had when I didn't know how to step on first base properly? I think I hurt something.
I've had
in
an
my
erection
ankle.
Since then. I really gotta get that looked at.
So I haven't been able to work out because I have this foot injury. Uh-oh. So then I was doing like push-ups today, and I hurt my back.
Jesus. We're the old sad white man show.
The entire left side of my body is fucked up.
Do you think that everybody on his little league team had uniform numbers 1 through 12, but Tony had like 54? You know, like
double X. Yeah. Just XX.
Guys, what number would I have if I had a uniform number?
So do you have a uniform now?
I do.
You have a uniform number?
Did you get to pick your own number?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, now, wait a minute. You had to pick your own number, or you picked from what was there?
Yeah, you just picked whatever number you wanted.
He's 13.
13?
I was going to go with 69, bro. 69. Woo! Just like his email. Tony G 69.
Tony RFW Show 69 at Gmail.
Jeremy is correct.
69.
There you go, huh? Yeah, look at that.
No, it's 33 after Larry Bird, who did not play softball or baseball. However, I am such a fan of Larry Bird from the 1 year that I watched basketball in 1992.
Not Eddie Murray. Not
famous. Even Larry Sheets.
Not anybody playing a stick and ball sport. He goes for the white basketball player.
Oh, well done. Well done, Tony.
Good for you, Tony. Yeah. Good for you. 33.
Yeah, so softball's still continuing, and I'm praying that it's over after this weekend.
Well, what do you do in your free time when you're not playing softball?
I'll tell you what I did this past weekend, and I got suckered into this fucking thing, and I'm a little bit annoyed. So all last year, I heard about the Chris Rock's movie Top 5 and how great it was. It was the best movie Chris Rock has done. It's fantastic.
Was this the movie about how he's kind of like the Eddie Murphy character where he used to be a
exactly.
big deal, and he's gone back to his yes. roots kind of to I guess – to pick shit up again? I don't really know what the plot
was.
Basically,
but. The premise is that, and you're right, he was like, he was starring kind of in these over-the-top, like, Eddie Murphy-type roles, and then he decided he wanted to be a serious actor, and he was afraid to do stand-up again because he didn't think it was funny. It was a whole thing. But, I heard all these interviews and people are hyping this movie up, saying how great it is. Fucking Chris Rock is a terrible actor. I don't think, the premise wasn't bad, but he is so bad at acting. I was so annoyed by this movie. It's just a terrible fucking
movie.
What
was the movie where he played the president? Or he ran for president?
I have no idea what movie you're talking
about. It was filmed in Baltimore.
That doesn't help me. I don't know what movie it is.
I don't know. Pope is
House Sitter.
Internet database. Pull that up.
Jeremy, that was Sinbad.
I'll pull it up. I like
Sinbad.
Of course you like Sinbad, Don. Are you for real?
Why is he bankrupt all the time? The guy even had to make some money.
Who's Sinbad?
Yeah, he files for bankruptcy like every 2 years.
That's because he's a smart guy. If you file bankruptcy, you don't have to pay any debts.
Well, you have to pay your debts.
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
What do you know?
I don't know anything, apparently.
Clearly. Now, so Chris Rock, I don't think Chris Rock is a good actor. I think Chris Rock is a fantastic stand-up. And by the way, the name of that movie was Head of State.
There you go. Head of State.
Head of State.
Very good.
Filmed in Baltimore. I think he's a good stand-up. I think he did good improv stuff, but I don't think he's a good actor.
No, he is not.
But just
not.
Because you're
he
a good comedian doesn't make you a good actor.
And there's it's almost like a sex scene, but not quite, with him and Rosario Dawson.
I'm sorry,
and Rosario? Is it Rosario?
Hey, it's Chris Rock and Ravioli Dawson. I'm not sure you've ever heard of her or not.
I think I'm having a stroke. Anyhow, pain in my left arm, shooting pain, numbness in my face. Yeah, so it's just like he's awkward, and it's just not a good movie. It was a terrible, terrible movie.
Who roped you into watching that?
I picked it. I was like, oh, it's my turn to pick a movie. Let's just stay and watch something, and then bam, pick that, thinking here, because all these great reviews. Although I will say, an old comedy friend, Seton Smith, was in it. Just a brief cameo of him standing on stage, but still.
Nice, nice.
Still, I had to pay some decent bucks, maybe $500, $600.
Did he just name drop somebody?
He did. Well, last name week, drop. I think we named Ryan Connor for about 20 minutes.
Which, by the way,
still on the show.
He is.
Because last night was more of the first round.
Yes. So he's still on. He's doing very well. He actually responded to, I think, a tweet or two of ours, right?
He at least favorited it, which means he's not ignoring us.
Which means he still knows who we are.
That's true.
And we clearly know who he is.
We'll have him on the show at some point.
We will never have him on the show.
No, he might. He might do
again.
It.
Why would he do it?
Because he is in love with you.
Oh. Well,
so I think he'll be doing the show.
Slightly awkward. But speaking of in love, it's time for
Radio for Winners sports segment. The best segment in the show when you like the segment about sports. We have a NASCAR trip coming up, Don. We've talked about it several times. I'm very excited about it. And you told me right before we started that it is on and confirmed.
It's on. It's confirmed. We will be finalizing, I think, tickets this week. And I think we have...
Are we doing the RV?
I think that we're doing the RV.
So how many people do we have right now? Name them.
I think, well, you want to name them specifically?
Yes. I want their socials.
it's
you and me.
Yes.
Tony will meet us there.
Yes.
Coach Nick, who we've talked about before.
You guys keep saying I'm going to be meeting you there.
Are you going to come all the way to Maryland and ride with us?
Like it's a six-hour drive.
Oh, stop it.
You're bored.
You guys are driving like an hour and a half.
No.
3 hours.
It's easily a smooth 2 hours.
No way. Google map that.
3 hours.
Google map it.
6 hours.
So Tony's going to meet us there and drink heavily.
So what was the deal? Are we spending the night there?
We're going to spend the night in an RV.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Can I get a hotel room?
If you want.
You pay for it yourself.
If you guys pay for it. If Don pays for the hotel room. Just for me.
Just for you.
I'm in.
Just for you.
So
okay.
It's you,
no,
me.
I guess I'm going. My wife says I should go. So.
You're going.
Coach Nick. Winner of the NASCAR League at the moment for this segment, although I won last week.
Yes, you did. You did.
Our friend Mo Day, who's been on before and said 6 words.
Yes.
The winner of the football pool from 2 years ago.
Who is not allowed in...
The Beat Lab. He'll have to just meet us in the RV.
He'll have to meet us somewhere. And if I'm driving the RV... I might not slow down. He might have to find a way to, like, you know, run alongside.
Hang on the ladder on the back. And one of the guys from Frank About Beer.
Yes.
So that'll be 6 or 7 people, depending.
Yes.
I'm very excited about it.
Now, Bloody Grandpa almost went.
Okay, that would have been a good time.
Yeah.
He always seems like he's excited when I'm around.
He almost went, but he doesn't want to take the chance, I guess, of... falling off a boat or something like that. But so
time to the top of the RV. Good
yes,
times.
Yes. So he's not going as of now, but he might change his mind. It could happen any second now.
That's
but
good. That's
but
okay.
That's still a good fair amount of people going. I think we'll do a live broadcast from there.
But it won't be live because it's a podcast.
Well, but we also say broadcasting live.
That's true. It will be a live recording
it's
of a podcast.
A recorded
what will be the beers of choice? That will be on scene.
Well, Miller Lite, clearly.
There will be a lot of Miller Lite. There will be a lot of Not Your Father's Root Beer.
That's a very good beer.
Yes.
I'm sure the Frank About Beer guy will bring something.
Is today National Root Beer Float Day?
Is that a holiday?
I think it is.
I have no idea.
I think it was Cheesecake Day. National Cheesecake Day was today. Yesterday was National Chicken Wing Day, which I got some from Domino's. By the way, a terrible decision on my part. I get chicken wings from Domino's. The thing is, I get them every time I get them. I'm like, these are the worst things I've ever had, but I always get them. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do the same thing at like Papa John's. According to my phone, it says it's Pap Smear Day. Wait, never mind.
No.
Never mind. That's just on my calendar.
That's something else.
Go ahead.
Now, by the way, are you noticing a trend with Tony? He's hurt his foot running softball. He hurt something, his back working out, and now he's getting like crappy food he's eating.
Mm-hmm. He's turning into me.
I think he's slowly working his way back to being fat.
Well, no, because I've started intermittent fasting. Where what I do is I only eat between noon and 6 p.m.
And by the way, I did just confirm August the 6th is National Root Beer Float Day.
Oh, man.
We have an episode out on the 6th. No. I mean, it'll still be this episode as our newest episode in the 6th. So happy Root Beer Float Day. If you wait till the 6th to listen to the show, the official Root Beer Float Day of Radio for Winners, August 6th. Now, we don't like root beer, and we also don't like ice cream, so we're not going to enjoy Root Beer Float Day. But we might use your father's, not your father, we might use your father's root beer. What does that even mean?
Wow. Hey, but we'll finalize the trip details for the NASCAR trip. It'll be a good time. Saturday night. We'll get there Friday night. There's a race Friday night. I don't know if we'll go to it. Just sit out and we'll drink on Friday
My concern with this trip is it's taking place during the first weekend of the new NFL football season.
The good news is that I believe there's a game Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. There's always a game to start the season.
That will not take place with Tom Brady in it.
Uh-huh.
So that's fine by me. There's no games on Saturday.
No, I think it's just Thursday and Sunday.
Sunday, we'll drive back.
Okay, so we can listen to the games on the radio.
We can listen to the games on radio, or I have a sling box. We could just watch them.
Oh, doesn't get any better than that.
Watch them on the laptop. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I'm very excited about that. And it also means since the NFL
And by the way, we can
starting,
get up. We can get up early and leave and be home by 1 o'clock.
Why would we want to do that?
I mean, we'll probably be there till Monday, but I'm just saying.
Well, unlike our NASCAR league, which has literally two players, Coach Nick and me at this point.
Then why do I keep finishing fifth?
We are going to do our NFL Picks League again like we do every year. Last year, I think we had 26 players. This year, I'd like to get 2,000 players. So I think we'll be really close based on the hits we've been getting on this show
if
lately.
If you don't have a job.
I'm going to do 2,500 entries.
RFW Jeremy 1, RFW Jeremy 2.
It'll all be RFW Jeremy 69, bro.
Jesus, put me out of my misery.
Well, before we put you out of your misery, we have a regular segment we do on the show every week. It's not going to be ranking this week because we did not think of it until right before we started the show, but it will be back. It was very highly regarded. But the other segment we do is Radio for Winners and the News. That's right, Radio for Winners and the News. Every week we take 2 to 3 news stories. We take all the bits out of it that you don't want to talk about. We put all the new bits in you do want to talk about. We put them together in one bite-sized chunk and give it to you for your listening pleasure.
What kind of bits are you talking about? Like
I have no idea. Kibbles and bits.
Kibbles and
some nice honeycombs.
Kibbles and bits.
Yeah, people were very upset about your honeycomb choice.
Mine?
Yeah.
How did you find somebody to agree with you on Life Cereal?
Life
by
Cereal
the way?
Rules.
Christian, what a. I'm gonna have to have words.
You know who doesn't like Life Cereal? Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan has had a rough week. So have I, but I think Hulk Hogan's week was worse because I still probably have a job, but Hulk does not.
Wow.
Hulk Hogan removed from the WWE. I don't even know what that was, Don.
Sorry.
Joe Rogan saying, be the hero of your own movie. It's a nice little commercial.
Nice job, Don. I was trying to do that. How did he name that commercial in two notes?
He likes Joe Rogan.
Wow.
They put that up commercial before a lot of porns.
So before Tony watches porn, he watches Joe Rogan?
Yeah, it's Joe Rogan. I mean, sometimes you don't even get to the porn. You just jerk it off to Joe Rogan and you can call it a day.
You know, I don't know who I feel more sorry for, Hulk Hogan or the guy that sings this song.
He has nowhere to sing it for now.
Because, no, I mean, it's like the people that were on the Cosby Show, like, they're never going to be seen on TV ever again.
That's not true.
They're never going to be seen on TV ever again.
I was going to ask what Tootie's up to. I'm a fucking retard.
That is the wrong show.
Yeah, Raven Simone is on The View.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
Hey, but what happened to Theo?
I have no idea.
Malcolm Warner.
Hold on 1 second. Stop. Stop what you're doing. Everybody.
Stop the music.
Everybody stop what you're doing right now. Stop. What did you just call him? Say
Jamal.
It.
Is it Malcolm Jamal Warner?
Okay.
That is. What did you say before?
You said like Malcolm Walter, Malcolm.
I said Jamal Malcolm Warner.
Yes.
It's all
yes.
the same. It's a guy who hasn't.
They're all the same. Good job, Tony. Well
hey,
done.
Is this Hulk Hogan on the
That's
show?
That's why Hulk Hogan was fired, by the way. He might have said several racist things over a 25-year period.
Which I'm now. So I'm now catching up a little bit onto this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And you were like, what's the problem?
No.
I bought a Hulk Hogan t-shirt.
So, apparently he said all this in a sex tape?
No, it was several times he's said the N-word. Once was on the sex tape. Other times were other conversations recorded. Other times were people saying that he said it.
But it was a sex tape with Bubba the Love Sponge's ex-wife.
Right. Well, she was his wife at the time still, yes.
But Bubba knew that they were having the sex.
Yeah, having the sex.
Having the sex.
They were having the
they
sex.
They were having the sex.
Nice.
Right? So he videotaped it in the house. Mm-hmm. But apparently now it's coming out that she has had sex with, like, Deion Sanders and, like, all these, like, famous people that, you know, have been to town.
Don's question is, why not me?
Larry Bird. Eddie
Larry
Murray.
Larry Bird, they did it 33 times.
33. So now Hulk Hogan's saying racist things, and the WWE has just essentially disowned him.
Yeah, they've taken all his merchandise away. He's no longer anywhere listed on the WWE sites.
But this tape hasn't officially been released because it's been fighting in court. So there's nothing. They're doing it in anticipation that they know that this is out there.
They've had clips of it out there
of him saying those things.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
it was
I don't
on
know.
CNN and. Everywhere else, they just had him saying it over and
who
over.
Who had
again.
It? Don Lemon?
Don Lemon. He just held up a sign.
Jack Wagon.
So, yeah, unfortunately, that's going to be the end of the Real American Song everywhere but on Radio for Winners, where it may become Tony's theme.
You know, now it's the time for Macho Man Savage to shine because he was always in Hulk Hogan's shadow, but he's dead. Sad.
Well, Don, way to bring the show down. But that's okay because the next
speaking
story
of dead.
Is also fairly sad. Because not only is Macho Man Randy Savage recently dead, not that recent, but this past week, we lost another great American hero. Cecil, the African lion, not an American hero in any way, shape, or form, was murdered by a hunter who lured him out of his protected area, shot him with an arrow, and then killed him later with a bullet.
I think it was Mufasa.
It was not Mufasa, it was Cecil, or Cecil, depending on where you live, the lion. How much do you guys know about this story?
So I know that it was a Minnesota dentist that killed him.
That's right.
And he paid $55,000 to be able to do it, which I don't know.
Which is the amount it would cost you for 3 episodes of the new Monetized Radio for Winners. I think he made a poor choice. He could have had 45 minutes of laughs.
Listen, I don't condone killing anybody, but for $55,000, we'll go hang from that dentist, you know, wall for like a week. You know, one of us will just hang with our heads up on there. No,
I don't think he'd pay for that.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, it's very tragic.
So it was killed in Zimbabwe?
I don't know, somewhere in Africa, Don.
Okay. Hey, but speaking of Africa, by the way, you know how I used to think that Toto song was "I Catch the Waves Down in Africa"?
Uh huh.
And you said, "Who the hell catches waves down in Africa?"
Uh huh.
You know who
Not
catches
Cecil.
Waves down in Africa? That surfer guy that punched that shark in the face.
It'd be South Africa.
That's still Africa.
Yeah, it's white Africa. It's not the same. This. So the lion. Back to the lion.
Hey, welcome back, Hulk Hogan. The lion.
Yes.
He was now, a national treasure to that country.
He was. He was always one of the highlights of any kind of safari through the preserve he lived on. In fact, you might even say he was the pride.
No. The pride of the I don't get it.
It's a pun. It's a lion pun.
I got a question. There's a big uproar on this. And
get it? Uproar? That's
it's the main story this week. I don't know if you're winning. It's a tragedy, and I'm not lying.
Worst show ever.
Well, let's pause for Tony's comments.
So, quite you know, the a tale. Friend was saying how he was annoyed. He was annoyed at how much attention this story is getting.
Yeah, so then Jimmy Fallon. Not Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy
Hoffa.
Have you found him? So, Jimmy.
You know, he has actually been timely. Missing out for 40 years.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
I don't think he's missing. But Jimmy Kimmel. I like Jimmy Kimmel. But he cried over the lion.
He was very sad about the lion. He cried on air. I didn't listen to it. I don't know if you have a clip of it. Probably not since I'm holding the clipboard.
I do not. Sorry.
But yeah, no, he did cry about the lion, and a lot of people were very upset, but what annoys me more is all over Facebook, people were like, yeah, you guys are real sad about the lion, but what about the actual dead Africans?
Wow.
And you're like, well, way to bring it down. Way to bring it down. I can be mad about both things.
Yeah, but nobody's hunting.
I was going to say, if you were a dentist from Minnesota, you'd be $5,000 to kill a bunch of Africans. I think there would be a problem. I think a lot of people would complain.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very upset, 1 being really not upset at all, where are you on your feelings about either Cecil or Cecil, the lion, being dead? Where are you on the anger scale?
Jeremy.
Well, where are you? 1 to 10?
No, you go first.
Well, if 1 is not angry and 10 is angry, I'm clearly at 69, bro. Speaking of 69, bro, there's a new presentation. I should stop talking. There's a brand new promotion from Kentucky Fried Chicken to give you a bucket of chicken that not only involves having amazing chicken in it, but it will print photos.
What?
It's a bucket of chicken. Looks like every other bucket of KFC chicken, the round bucket with the red and white stripes. And it gives you a photo printer so you can take selfies of yourself eating chicken and then print out pictures of it. That's a weird promotion. And honestly, I don't know how many pictures it prints before it runs out of paper, but how many dicks do you think it prints out?
Wow.
Like, literally just like 20 pictures of dicks.
These food companies and their promotions lately are just, have you seen the Nathan's hot dogs, hashtag photo with Nathan's or something like that, where you take a picture of you eating a Nathan's hot dog and you tweet it to them for a chance to win fabulous hot dog prizes? Like,
At this point, I'm a little low. I may take a bunch of pictures of me eating hot dogs, see if it helps me get that prize. It might help feed my family.
Wow. Well, I mean, so it's a bucket. It takes a picture.
You take a picture with your phone.
Yeah.
And then you upload it to the bucket, and the bucket prints a picture.
The bucket prints a picture?
At the bottom of the bucket, there's a little printer. It spits out a picture.
How does it do that?
I mean, I imagine like any photo printer, but it probably only has like, you know, 3 pictures in it.
So now there's toner in the bottom of my chicken bucket.
That's one of the 11 herbs and spices. It's toner.
Let's just do this real fast. Of all of the Kentucky Fried Chicken products that you could have your picture taken with, what would you have your picture taken with?
Probably the double down.
Yeah, I'm going with the double down. And here's why. It's the only thing I know on the Kentucky Fried Chicken menu.
I was going to say, other than chicken, I believe I would pick the chicken, maybe a biscuit.
That's essentially all that I know.
Uh-oh. Is Hulk Hogan going to say some racist things about chicken? Whose impersonation's coming up now? Can't wait for this.
No, it's time to end the show, isn't it?
Oh, it's time to end the show. So then, like every show in 2015, Don's going to sing one of his favorite songs to sing us out of the show. This week, the theme for Hulk Hogan, former WWE champion, current racist.
You didn't hit the top. You gotta take a stand, it don't help to hide.
Oh, wow.
That just ripped his shirt off. He just ripped his shirt clean off.
You gotta be a man. Can't let it slide. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
Don, why do you make eye contact with Jeremy Warriors?
Because I don't want to look at you because you're making eye contact with him. Just end the damn show.
All right. See you guys next week. Maybe I'll have a job.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
You know who doesn't have a job?
Oh, okay. Also, Cecil. R.I.P.
Or Cecil.
Or Cecil.
Hey, what's up with the terrible KFC ads? With, what's his name doing the impersonation of the Colonel?
Daryl Hammond.
I'm not a fan. It's very creepy. Very creepy.
If your seatbelts are clicking, it's time for my chicken.
Can't top that, too. Three, two, one, go.
You can follow... contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.